Percentage and availability may vary by state.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What has happened again over the last 10 to 14 days, I think the notion that somehow all of what you've seen is a result of one political faction or one set of beliefs is not at all the case. There are a whole host of elements throughout Egyptian society not represented in its current government, seeking the rights that we've enumerated in here that they have sought, that want to be part of this discussion. And quite frankly, we strongly support democracy.
Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs commenting on President Obama's support of the democracy move in Egypt as we get started once again focusing on Egypt in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We go to radio host Tommy Tucker talking to CBS's Edward Yeranian, who is in Cairo, about these protests, as many of the protesters seem to be giving up and kind of going home.
Yeah, it's funny how so much has changed, because in the drama of the moment last week, it seemed as though, boy, this guy is done. He's and he did announce that he's not going to run for re-election last week, and that goes to September, and then who knows what's going to happen then. But now it seems as though it's a matter of time, and this is all plotted against a timeline, and people cannot continue to protest forever because they have to get back to their lives, and you talk about the crowds not as big. Does this become almost a war of attrition, and eventually people, as I just said, can't continue to protest, and fewer people show up, and that plays right into the hands of Hosni Mubarak?
Yes, it is looking like a war of attrition. I think the sense is that people just would not have enough to eat if the protests kept continuing. And many of the people that are still out there are the hardcore Muslim Brotherhood. At least that's what friends were telling me this morning that had been to the square overnight. They hate President Mubarak, so for them it's sort of a win, an all or nothing game here. They really have to win for them, for themselves. But most people are ordinary people that I've spoken with are happy to get the gains they seem to have won in terms of concessions from the government, a new parliament being elected, and Mr. Mubarak stepping down in September. So most people seem to want a peaceful transition.
To North Carolina now we go on the countdown, where Talko's Brad Krantz talks to ABC's Steve Roberts about the Muslim Brotherhood.
Is it possible to discuss, it's a two-word phrase, Muslim Brotherhood, is it possible to discuss what their influence is likely to be in Egypt going forward without being hysterical about it, but with keeping your eyes wide open, knowing full well that going back to 1928, they've been an anti-Semitic organization? Not likely, even if they say that they would like to continue the peace treaty with Israel. Is there a way for us to discuss this without sounding like conspiracy theorists?
I hope so. And the president took a stab at that very subject yesterday in his interview with Bill O'Reilly on Fox before the Super Bowl. What the president was trying to say was two things, I think. One is that the phrase orderly transition has two words in it. Transition says the Mubarak era is over, but orderly says this has got to be done in a measured way. And then if it's done too precipitously, who will step into that vacuum? The Muslim Brotherhood, because they're the one organized force in Egypt, a country that has repressed virtually all attempts at civic life for 30 years. The other thing I think he was trying to say was we shouldn't look at this as simply a choice between Mubarak and the Muslim Brotherhood. His hope is, and this is, it's hard for me to know from here how realistic that hope is, but what he was saying is there's a third way, there's a third force. There's a secular Egypt represented by the lawyers and the academics and the other professionals who have been shut out of civic life by the Mubarak dictatorship, but do provide a third option to Muslim fundamentalism. And that's the great hope, that this transition can be carried out in an orderly way, in a measured way, not a overly dramatic way. I mean, it's very easy to sit in that square in the middle of Cairo and say, down with Mubarak, without answering the question, after Mubarak who? After Mubarak what?
Are they, in fact, the future? Is there any other choice aside from Mubarak? Coming up, more Talk Host weigh in on the Muslim Brotherhood. when our talk radio countdown show continues.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a focus on Egypt. And in this cut from the O'Reilly program, Muslim Brotherhood is the focus. As a matter of fact, this is an exchange between Bill O'Reilly and President Obama on Sunday, the show that aired on Fox before the Super Bowl.
The Muslim Brotherhood, great concern to a lot of people. They are a threat to the USA.
I think that the Muslim Brotherhood is one faction in Egypt. They don't have majority support in Egypt. They are well organized, and there are strains of their ideology that are anti-U.S. There's no doubt about it. But here's the thing that we have to understand. There are a whole bunch of secular folks in Egypt. There are a whole bunch of educators and civil society in Egypt that wants to come to the fore as well. And so it's important for us not to say that our only two options are either the Muslim Brotherhood or a suppressed
Egyptian people. But you don't want the Muslim
people. What I want is a representative government in Egypt. And I have confidence that if Egypt moves in an orderly transition process, that we'll have a government in Egypt that we can work with together as a partner.
Those are tough boys, the Muslim Brotherhood. I wouldn't want them anywhere near that government.
Next on the countdown, Mandy Connell on her radio program, talking about the need for more concern about the Muslim Brotherhood.
There are strains of their ideology that are anti-U.S. That leapt out at me. And I cannot believe that Bill O'Reilly, who was so focused on his next question, by the way, rather than listening to what the president said, did not immediately come back with strains, really. Which part of their ideology is not anti-U.S.? Because all you have to do is go to Google and put in Muslim Brotherhood ideology. But just in case you don't have time to do that, I already did it for you. I did it for you, and then I started digging through all of the 70 billion results that came up on Google. And I decided to go with a paper that was written in 2005 by the Hudson Institute about the reform initiative in the Muslim Brotherhood. You may not know that right now the Muslim Brotherhood, in Egypt specifically, has been trying to reform itself to take advantage of the opportunity to become a political movement in Egypt. And actually, the Muslim Brotherhood within Egypt is split into two factions. One, the traditional faction, which believes that everyone should be subject to Sharia law and that everyone should be living their lives as a good Muslim, first and foremost. And then the second faction, which is urging reform. So what does Muslim reform look like, you might ask yourself? Well, let me share with you a passage from the 2004 Reform Initiative document put out by the progressive wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, these are the people that are trying to moderate the Muslim Brotherhood. These are the people that I'm guessing President Barack Obama was referring to when he somehow in his mind referenced the, I don't know, part of the Muslim Brotherhood that is not anti-American. This is from the Reform Initiative document. Just listen. Our only hope to achieve progress in all the aspects of life is by returning to our religion and implementing our Sharia. We have a clear mission, working to put in place Allah's law on the basis of our belief that it is the real effective way out of all of our problems, domestic or external, political, economic, social, or cultural. This is to be achieved by forming the Muslim individual, the Muslim home, the Muslim government, and the state which will lead the Islamic states, reunite the scattered Muslims, restore their glory, retrieve for them their lost lands and stolen homelands, and carry the banner of the call to Allah in order to make the world happy with Islam's blessings and instructions. That's the moderate wing of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Now we have another report from Cairo. It's ABC's Alex Marquardt and host Don Wade talking about the role of the Muslim Brotherhood and the fact that the number of protesters seems to be dwindling.
We are seeing gradually things coming back to normal in Cairo life. People are moving on with their lives. There's traffic in the streets, people in the cafes. But at the same time, you still have thousands of people down on Tahrir Square, which has been the epicenter for all of this unrest. But even down there, it's very peaceful, festive. It almost feels like a music festival. People have set up camp. It's a mini village. There are tents. There are vendors. It's quite calm. So we have reached a very, very calm stage in the process. And it'll be very interesting to see where it goes from here.
What is the role of the Muslim Brotherhood now?
Well, for a long time, they've been outlawed, first of all, since 1954. So they are a banned opposition group. And President Mubarak was very, very good at dividing and suppressing the opposition in this country. So there's really no formal opposition. So the fact that the government is now negotiating with the Muslim Brotherhood is a huge move and a huge acknowledgement of the fact that they do have to deal with an opposition. So the Muslim Brotherhood is the strongest opposition party, as much as there is an opposition party. But they don't have universal. It's not like they don't represent a huge part of the population. But they are an Islamist organization that would like to see Islam play a much bigger role in government. I was speaking to one leading expert who said that, we have the wrong notion of this Muslim Brotherhood. It's not like they would turn on the United States and Israel immediately. These are people who want to deal with or who want to work in a democratic process. And they could be good partners, contrary to what we've been told by President Mubarak over the last three decades.
You can take a look at the protests yourself if you go to the Talk Radio Countdown Show section of DougStephan.com. We're running a live feed from the streets of Cairo as the action there continues.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up next on the countdown, a lot of conversation about the 100th birthday celebration this weekend for Ronald Reagan. Here, host Chris DeGaulle and Jeff Rowe talked to a couple of people on the line about the recent Time magazine article comparing President Obama to President Reagan.
What does it say to you? What does it do to you? Does it bug you, or do you like the comparison on Time magazine's most recent cover that Obama is trying to channel Reagan here, that he embodies, he emulates, he likes, he looks up to Ronald Reagan?
Well, I think Ronald Reagan is the gold standard for all Republicans to measure the president, and I like the comparison because if you talk to Republicans, especially conservatives, they don't worship Ronald Reagan. They worship what they believe Ronald Reagan to be. Reagan is always touted as a physically conservative, strong president, but if Ronald Reagan's running for office today, he's more moderate and even liberal than most conservatives would like. I mean, remember, as president, Reagan increased taxes. He saved Social Security. He exploded the size of government drastically to what conservatives preach today. But what everyone has to agree with is Ronald Wilson Reagan had a remarkable ability to connect with people. He was outstanding at restoring this country's optimism and a sense of purpose in a time we really needed it. He was a gifted messenger. He had a compelling message at the right time. And whether you like that or not, the person that most embodies that type of Reaganistic trait right now is President Obama because they both have that great communication trait and the ability to connect with people. So I like the comparison.
Yeah, Jeff, I hear a lot of people on the left say Reagan was a big, big myth, a big lie, that he grew government, kind of like Phil said, although Phil was more deferential and respectful, I guess. But what about this comparison?
Well, they also say that Nancy Reagan ran the White House. They were banking everything off the astrology at the other second term. So it's hard to believe what Democrats say about it. But it makes me sick to think that Barack Obama compares himself at all to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had a very direct, strong, smaller government message, a message that no one before nor since has carried or lived throughout his career. There were some times when he worked with the Democrats to get something accomplished, and that's called leadership. But he was absolutely a strong fiscal conservative. He was a strong social conservative. He didn't wear it on his sleeves, so he didn't alienate Democrats in the process. But there's just absolutely no comparison between he and Barack Obama. Ronald Reagan didn't have teleprompters. He communicated from his heart, and that's why he was a special person that actually said what he believed.
In Massachusetts, Todd Feinberg and Tom Finneran talked about the way that some politicians seem to be going overboard trying to align themselves with dear old Ronald Reagan.
Well, I like this Reagan conversation because I'm a little confused by the huge tribute and outpouring of support. Not that we don't love Reagan, and he was a great president and all, but he
I don't quite see why people are so excited about him right now, because there are all these contradictions to what the expectations are now. The Reagan memory doesn't fit the moment today, except that he was a symbol of hope. And, you know, his positive, optimistic attitude about America, I think, is something we need right now. But it seems to me that people are going overboard and politicians are going overboard trying to run and catch the Reagan bandwagon. I wish they'd leave it alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, politicians have been running and trying to catch the JFK torch and the FDR torch for a long, long time. What always kind of it remains curious in my mind is why few of them will adhere to or try to mimic a Truman. Truman was just one plain-spoken guy, and he was very well-read, very knowledgeable, and did not, was not pushed around.
Well, you can say all those things about Reagan, too. He did it with affability. He wasn't stubborn and
but he was not
difficult.
Informed. Truman was informed.
Oh, I think Reagan was informed. What makes you think he wasn't? Are you talking about day-to-day policies?
These are direct quotes from the people, his inner circle, the people who loved them.
Who said what?
And protected him, said that he was almost completely indifferent to information and knowledge. He had a sense of stagecraft.
He was the actor or president.
He was the actor president, basically.
Do you think politicians are going overboard? Is it getting silly? Is all this focus on the former president deserved, or is it just too much? Let us know. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a fly-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite.com.
Was going to try to do their best to link Obama to Reagan, because right after Obama got elected, Time magazine took a classic photo of Roosevelt. Roosevelt was sitting in the limo, and he had his classic cigarette holder and cigarette in his mouth, and he had on that hat, and he's smiling, and they took this photo and did some photo doctoring on it on purpose to, you know, sort of put Obama in that classic photo, you know, with Roosevelt in the limo smiling and all of that. That was 2 years ago. And so they're trying to make it sort of a New Deal too with Obama. It hasn't worked out so well. So now they did some photo op, photo, what do they call that?
Photoshop.
Yeah.
Not photo op, Photoshop.
Photoshop. And they did it with Reagan and Obama and made the two of them look as though they were standing next to each other shaking hands. So they put Obama next to the president. Somebody, well, I don't remember who it was, that it was the most phony, laughable media stunt in pairing these two up since Liza Minnelli and David Guest got married. Just didn't work. It was a mismatch from, at any rate, that was a few weeks ago. So we knew that they were going to try to cast Obama as a Reagan-esque. Now what, and we've heard that, right? I mean, you've heard all the pundits out there casting him as sort of a Reagan-esque type character. His speech wasn't his speech. His State of the Union, haven't they been trying to say?
I think when people talk about being Reagan-esque, I think it's more about appearance and incompetence and these kinds of things. But this last speech just stunned me because now they really are relating the words. And when I say they, I mean the mainstream media. And the words meaning that the upbeat, embrace a global initiative of the United States. Everybody can get on board this stuff. And when I say get on board, I really do mean get on board, because what did we talk about in the last State of the Union address? We talked about the choo-choo. So when I say get on board, he's really asking you to get on board 30-year-old technology. And this is how he looks forward for the country. And all the liberal pundits are saying, happy, happy, joy, joy. Message.
Wasn't it upbeat?
Wasn't it upbeat?
Like Reagan.
Like Reagan.
Right. Yes.
Like Reagan. At the same time, at the same time, we have the same liberal pundits saying the conservatives and Republicans are trying, at the anniversary of his birth, 100 years, are trying to appropriate Ronald Reagan, the president, the as I call him, the president. We are trying, as conservatives and Republicans, to appropriate him as our own. Hey, listen, you idiot. He was a conservative and he was a Republican.
There you go.
All right, there's Barry Young and Michelle Larson on their program talking about a recent Time magazine article that compared President Obama to President Reagan. A lot of that going on. I'm Doug Steffen, former president who would have turned 100 over the weekend, is in the focus partially in this hour. 800-510-8255. Here are hosts Carl Wolfson and Adam Klugman talking, they actually talked to a caller who had been on Rush Limbaugh's program, actually had Rush fumbling for a response to his questions about Ronald Reagan.
Rush Limbaugh gets a call from a liberal, clearly a liberal caller, saying, how could conservatives support the following policies of Ronald Reagan? And he just takes Limbaugh down on the air on his own show. This is gorgeous.
Reagan, I mean, amnesty to people that were breaking the law and living in this country illegally. He said, oh, forget about it. Just stay here forever. He cut and ran from Lebanon. How many hundreds of Marines were killed? And he just decided, well, you know, instead of fighting the bad guys, I'm going to run away.
Yeah.
Why is Reagan a hero to conservatives?
Why is Reagan a hero to conservatives? I don't think you'd, given what you've said, I'm not trying to avoid the question, I don't think you'd ever understand it.
Well, he's a tax raiser, an amnesty giver, a cut and runner, and he negotiated with terrorists. Why is he a hero to conservatives?
I
don't think you understand it.
Oh, I do. Most assuredly I do. I don't think that you would understand it. Where did you get this silly notion that Reagan raised taxes on Social Security? What websites do you read? Where did you pick that up?
Look up the Greenspan Commission. It's not too hard to find. I mean, it's a matter of history.
Now, where did you get it? You're asking me questions. I'm just reversing one on you here.
From those Nazis at Huffington Post.
It's something I've known for a long time. I can't remember where I got it from.
You can't really, you've never heard of a website called Media Matters, which highlighted it yesterday.
Oh, no, I know Media Matters very well, but that's not where I got it. I'm a liberal. Of course I know.
Amazing coincidence.
They're a fantastic website. But why are you dodging the question? I want to know why a tax-raising, amnesty-giving, cut-and-running, negotiating with terrorists guy is a hero to the conservative movement.
Well, because you understand Reagan in a way that is flawed. You don't...
Facts.
This is,
yeah.
Your call is actually kind of interesting because you represent the impossibility of bridging the gap. Somebody like you just has to be defeated.
Pivot, Rush. Pivot very quickly.
He really, you know, he's rarely at a loss.
Right.
But this guy hammers it.
They hammered him.
Is that beautiful?
You know, it is very, very well known, by the way, that that Ronald Reagan sat down with Tip O'Neill and found a way to, quote unquote, save Social Security.
Right. Now, it's interesting because that's a policy that we would support on the left. And
right.
And there are things about Reagan. He was a rational Republican. He was also coming off a very liberal climate. You know, I mean, by today's standards, Richard Nixon would be considered, you know, the EPA and the kinds of things that he did. He'd be considered a progressive.
I think that there's a lot to what these guys are saying, frankly. 800-510-8255. Carl Wolfson, Adam Klugman talking to... this fellow about Rush Limbaugh and hearing the Rush Limbaugh input. The business about the deity that's been created, that's really what it is, this sort of deity around Ronald Reagan. He was a human being, had his foibles. There are a lot of people who are trying to figure out who his friends were. His friend was his wife. Those others who were around him were there to help him move his agenda forward. I think he cared for his children in a rather strange, distant way. But that's the way the guy was. He is sort of an anathema. He has a lot of stuff that's attached to him that was good. I voted for him twice, and I liked him. But he's not God for him. And these people today, they keep with the rhetoric. Oh, my God. It is. It's pretty sickening. And frankly, most of them don't have a clue about what Reagan was about in terms of getting along. The reference made there to Tip O'Neill, the way Social Security was saved, if you want to use that terminology, at the deal that was struck, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan liked each other. And that was the case until recently. I think it still is the case with most people in the Senate. There is a lot of harshness in the House, and there are a lot of people around the country who are just so bent on having their own way. But there's been nastiness for a long time. I was listening to a radio program talking about the men who were on Mount Rushmore and how they were received by the people who voted for them or in their time. And in many instances, one of them better than the way politicians are treated today. But the deal with Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill to save Social Security, if that's the terminology you want to use, came about as a result of Tip O'Neill, who was from Boston, actually Cambridge, Massachusetts, wanting to have the so-called Big Dig completed. So there was a deal that was made, one of many. One night, the two of them got together for a drink, and they figured out how they could expedite things that they both wanted to do. And so they made deals, which is the way, I guess, adults handle things, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Final talk radio input before we get to your calls on this. Here is host Nicole Sandler talking to a caller who thinks if Reagan were in politics today, the Republicans would throw him out.
These people still hold Ronald Reagan up as the great white hope for the Republican Party. And he would be drummed out of the party if he did the shit that he's doing today, you know, back then, if he did it today.
Oh, no, there's no way that he could be elected. I mean, and it's really actually kind of stunning to me how they deify Ronald Reagan, because he is such a contradiction. I mean, here's the only divorced man to hold the office of the presidency. He had a unpleasant relationship with his children from time to time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he didn't talk to his dog Patty
for years,
you know,
huh?
Months at a time. He was embarrassed by his son Ron. And yet, this is a man who trumps family values. This is the guy that they hold up as the pinnacle of family values.
Yeah, well, that goes to my whole theme of the Republicans living in some sort of opposite world. It's always do as I say, not as I do, right? And up is down, and left is right, and in is out. And, you know, black is purple. They live in some alternate reality. It's like, don't watch what I do, just listen to what I'm telling you, because I know better than you. You know, that's the world they live in. And I don't understand how the Republicans are still falling all over themselves to see who can invoke the Reagan name more. And yet he goes against everything they stand for.
Well, he really was. And you know, it's funny. I was born during the LBJ Great Society.
Mm-hmm.
That my parents fully embraced that whole notion. I mean, my parents were Kennedy. They voted for Kennedy in their very first elections. And they just embraced that whole Camelot idea. My dad marched with Martin Luther King down in Montgomery. I mean, my parents really, really wanted to see a country of racial and economic equality. And I came of age during Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
It was so stark to me, the triumph of style over substance.
Ah, there's a lot. Well, there's much style around now and not much grace either. So it's interesting to hear all these callers, these various programs. We'll take a few of your calls right now, or just in a matter of moments, as time allows, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm.
thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes. Offer in store only and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores. Includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
800-510-8255. I think we'll spend the rest of the hour with the focus on these Reagan callers and the thoughts on Ronald Reagan. Keith calls from Alabama with thoughts on Reagan.
I see the a lot of the Republicans are going to a revisionist history concerning the Reagan years, because I worked during the Reagan years, and I know that taxes were near twice what they are now. He saw the power and he saw the virtue of revenue and how we needed it for our infrastructure. I voted for Reagan back in those years. I'm a Democrat now, and I think Reagan would be what we would call a Democrat today. The right has turned so much to the right and have revised history so much that they put Reagan as their god, yet they're saying cut and grow. They're actually saying cut and run from the politics that should be to run this America correctly, so that our highways and our bridges and so that we'll have a decent place for the people to live. But they say that the Democrats are lazy. The Democrats aren't lazy. There are just as many unemployed Republicans as there are Democrats. And I just feel that the right-wingers have just gone off the board completely.
Bob in Maine, go ahead.
Since FDR, that father figure projection in Reagan's case on TV is extremely important, whether it was FDR's fireside chats or him being on TV. But I think that he deserves credit, a third of the credit, for the ending of the Cold War, along with Gorbachev and the Catholic Church. But the budget thing really sent us in a tailspin for the next 30 years.
Ooh.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Store near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're rehashing the Reagan tributes from the weekend. A lot of conversation on talk radio and talk television. Some of it pretty predictable. Your calls are not, however. So let's get back and listen to Becky calling in from Defiance, Ohio on the countdown.
I started voting when Reagan was running for president. And his thing was states' rights. Well, when Ohio didn't vote the way he wanted to the second time, he decided that if we didn't vote the way he wanted to, then he was going to take our transportation money away from us. And then when he did break the union with the air traffic controllers, they were complaining about how unsafe it was and everything like that. And he broke the union, which was the beginning of the average worker not having any say in their work. And in the last year, we had the day that they gave the rich those tax breaks, the trickle-down effect, one of the plants in Bryan, Ohio, locked the workers out because they didn't want to go and pay higher wages in their health insurance. So that's the kind of president Reagan was. He wasn't for the little people. He was for the rich becoming richer.
All right. So there's a point. That's something that people have felt about Reagan. Help those who don't help themselves necessarily. What is the old expression? I made it the old-fashioned way. I inherited it. Phyllis in Illinois, what are your thoughts on Reagan?
First of all, I loved Ronald Reagan. He was a good man. However, he did not free those 444 troops. Carter did. He also took us off the gold standard. According to his advice from his Vice President George Bush, they took us off the gold standard, and after that we started going into debt. We didn't have any gold to back up the money we were printing. And then the other thing as far as who was really running the country, it wasn't Ronald Reagan. He was just a mouthpiece for Vice President George Bush and his top aide, Mr. Haney. And Dick Cheney. And I love him as a human being. He was a great actor and a great speaker. However, he did not know what he was doing.
All right, let's see here. What do we have? Let's see. How about Mike? Mike in Pensacola. Go ahead, please.
I think Ronald Reagan would be loved by today's conservative movement, and I think vice versa. I mean, you know, the problems facing this country are nothing like we've seen before, but could be similar, could be compared to communism and the fall of communism. And the frank matter of fact is there was no one able to confront that problem of communism and the Cold War like Ronald Reagan. Never before was there a man who spoke so well, spoke so powerfully, and united the country. And say what you will about this president, he holds nothing in comparison to Ronald Reagan.
All right, let's see here. How about we, Jay in Lexington, Kentucky. Looks like you'd be up next. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Hi, Doug. Hey, hi. I think Obama's trying to make this comparison to Reagan because he's got a re-election that he's going to be working on coming up, and he can't run on change. He can't run on electric trains or high-speed rail or windmills. So he needs something to boost his campaign, and he's looking for a new angle.
Huh.
That's my take. I know you're running up against the clock.
So what do you think the angle is, though?
Well, I think that some of the conservatives hold Reagan to a higher standard, and if you look at the past presidencies, they look at him as the president that they like the best.
Yeah.
And if Obama could make some comparisons to Reagan, he might appease some of the Republican or middle-of-the-aisle people, and I think he's just working on his next re-election campaign.
All right, sir, thank you. Here's Eduardo calling into the countdown for Puerto Rico. You're on the air now, sir. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, sir? Good morning.
All right. Morning.
Army retired. I joined the Army when I was 17, 1980, when Reagan became president. At that time, I remember how America was recovering from Vietnam. The soldiers really, we as soldiers weren't sure how we were, you know, seasoned in combat. Reagan was tired of America getting slapped, getting kicked on. Reagan invested into the military, brought us up to a higher standard, and brought back the honor that America was missed after the president, of course, from Georgia, with what was going on in the world.
I think it's safe to say, Roto, I do have a time consideration here. Safe to say Ronald Reagan continues to be a powerful and important figure in American history, and one which we continue to talk about. I think that's important. Thank you for your calls and thoughts here in this hour.